eisegesis. It's a Genesis virus.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book on effective witnessing called Why Won't They Listen? Okay, Ken, what in the world is eisegesis and what you called the Genesis virus?
Well, Mark, there's a deadly virus sweeping through churches worldwide, and it started in many seminaries and Bible colleges, and it's been passed on to church members, and it's called the eisegesis virus. No, it doesn't have an effect on the physical body, but it does infect the mind, and in such a way that people no longer recognize absolute truth. You know, Webster's Dictionary defines eisegesis as an interpretation, especially of Scripture, that expresses the interpreter's own ideas, bias, or the like, rather than the meaning of the text. So when someone reads something into Scripture that's not there, they're guilty of eisegesis. Therefore, church leaders who insist that the days of Genesis chapter 1 could represent billions of years are infected by this virus. They've swallowed what the secular world teaches about millions of years, and they've read this into Scripture. And you know what the antidote is? It's called exegesis. It involves reading out of Scripture what the writer intended to say. For example, whenever the Hebrew word day appears with the phrase evening and morning, as it does with the creation account, it always means an ordinary day.
God's Word, the Bible, gives us the full history of the world as opposed to evolution. Read Ken Ham's booklet on the seven seas of history to find out. Go to our website, answersradio.com.